Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. So, everybody who doesn't see us on Facebook right now and wants to hear us live, please go to LA Talk Radio, it's 6, Channel 1, you'll see Accent on, or you can hear it, you just push button live and that's where we are. Mm-hmm. Or go to Facebook after the show. I will be posting links and we can download and listen how long we want, how many times we want. But for today, Monday. Happy Monday for everybody.
Happy yes. Monday.
Hello. I'm so happy because today is so internationally in our studio, feels really, really worldly. I have funky accent, something between Polish, who knows what, Russian, sometimes people say, sometimes even say, are you from France? No, I'm not. Then yes, so, and English also a little bit, hopefully a little bit is in me, but mainly Polish accent. I have amazing friend of mine and beautiful singer and songwriter, Anya, and her real name, full name is Anna.
That's true. Anna Danes.
So, Danes is not so Polish, but she is really Polish right. too. And she almost doesn't have an accent. So, I don't know how did she get rid of one. But, you know, she's Polish, I swear. So, you will people hear the difference between how I speak, how beautifully she speaks. Then we have somebody with perfect accent who is born in L.A.?
New York.
You are a New Yorker, but you live in L.A. for many years. I now know because you mentioned about your 16 years old first car driving license. Yeah. And you said, L.A. was so fun. So, yes, you are here for many, many years. And your name is?
My name is Steve Rollins.
And then, what a beautiful voice. And, of course, you are producer, arranger, songwriter. Mm-hmm. Add something to it, please. Conductor. add.
Yes. I've been doing on-camera work. I have an agent. I'm doing on-camera stuff. It's a whole thing.
So yes. Acting is going there too.
You never
bit.
Know.
That's good. Cool.
And father, of course. Oh, we all have a babies, these three. And you have baby too.
Yeah, I do.
You have a son.
A big baby.
Now you are turning into my dear friend of many, 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 many years. And if not for Lucy, I will never have my own show. Many years
ago,
you
would have found your way. I know you would.
But you know how life is. Just life somehow gives you people on your journey that just can make certain things happen. Yeah. And that was you. For me, that was a dream, having my own radio show with accented people. That was my dream for many, many years in Los Angeles.
You had that idea right from the start.
Yes, but how to get... But you had the show on LA Talk Radio for many, many years and was called...
It was Hill and Dale. I am the Hill. Dale was my friend Sharon. And it was an environmental show. It was heavily scientific.
Yeah.
So we had, you know, we interviewed NASA scientists and climatologists and like, you know, way back when people weren't really talking about it.
Yeah.
Pesticides, you know, organic foods, things like that.
So we are talking to Lucy Hill.
Yes.
Who is, like I said, my friend, but mainly she is a real, real journalist with great education. And you are working on iHeart Radio.
Yes.
You are morning anchor. Yes.
Yes.
Also, you really are waking up very early, probably.
Very, yes.
And you have unusual jobs. You always are doing something beautiful.
Strange.
But that's who we are. We always do something in life. but yeah, mainly you are very well educated. You came from
England.
From
originally.
England. Many, many years ago. And you are our expert on Brexit and everything about Britain.
You know, I think it's hard for people to keep up with it, let alone, you know, somebody who lives here. Yes. I mean, people there are confused by it.
I can imagine, but, you know, I love London.
Yeah.
I know nothing about London, but the few days that I spent in London, they were really beautiful. But just 30 minutes after we walked on a beautiful bridge, that big tragedy happened.
Oh,
there was the terrorist
incident.
Attack. Yes,
really?
Yes. So if we would stay on this bridge for longer, that would be us with my daughter. So God thank you wasn't, but sorry for everything what happened. And of course, do you think that England will be shaken by Brexit in October and November if it happens?
Yeah, if it happens. Let's see if it happens. Yes,
it's
it
like
will.
50-50.
Yes. It was a 49-51, 51 in favor percent in the vote in 2015. So,
and this is like moving 20-something years back
to
the future. How we can do that?
That's how Remainers feel, remaining in the EU. I am a Remainer. Brexiteers are those people who voted to separate from the EU.
I read on your website, everybody needs to go to Lucy Hill or go to the Facebook. I, of course, have links to all of our wonderful guests if you're interested to know more. But your website is very interesting. You always can learn something from it. So you post stuff really not like cats and dogs too much. You don't.
No.
But it really links to really cool stuff. Mm. So the last article about Brexit that I read, they also, EU says if Brexit will decide to do referendum, then maybe there will be chance of re-talking about and just trying to maybe push Brexit or just do differently only if referendum will happen again.
If a second referendum happens.
Do you think will? I think so too.
I don't know if that's likely because the EU has recently come out and said that they're not going to negotiate anything. That was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So the EU is intransigent now.
So do we need to be set for England, or do we need to think like, yay, they did something good for themselves? Mm. What do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. There was a New York Times article out about 3 years ago, and it said, you know, little England versus Great Britain. Yeah. And it was a headline to that effect. And in a way, what it was saying was if Britain leaves the EU, it will become little England because Scotland wants to remain in the EU. And Scotland has wanted to secede from England for a long time.
Yeah.
And it almost did it in the vote a few years ago. They're talking about having another vote. So if Scotland leaves, Wales and England want to become, you know, their own country, basically.
So
and then you've got Northern Ireland. I mean, that's the sticking point.
That's horrible.
We
it's
don't
like
want
Poland,
the troubles back again.
You know, after First War.
Yeah.
You know, we were spread everywhere. Yeah. And
it's very, very complicated.
Scary.
Because the border is an issue between the north and the south of Ireland. Funnily enough, there's no border right now. We're talking about this ridiculous border in the south right now, this wall. Ridiculous. But the Prime Minister of Ireland had to remind our president that they don't want a wall between the north and the south. He had to remind him in public. He did.
Wonderful.
A couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
But anyway, so it's
that's
dramatic.
Very interesting. It's very interesting. You know, many, many years ago when I left my country and we had a problem politically, you know, very, very strongly, a wall was falling apart and freedom was coming into people's minds.
In East
possible,
Germany.
Instead of Germany and Poland. So solidarity movement was very, very strong. Things were happening.
Lech Walesa.
Yes, Lech Walesa. And changed the world, changed everything. But really their lifestyle before this happened and after for 10 years, 15 years was so not easy. Mm-hmm. For everybody living in my country.
Mm-hmm.
So the same with English people. I think they'll be so confused, and people who have businesses abroad and people who cannot travel freely, people who were used to for 20 something years to things that we are used to in America with no problem, now will be saying, nope, no more.
Rethink. It's not going to be as easy to travel for Americans if Brexit goes through. There'll be confusion, but it won't be as easy. Those Brits living in, say, countries like Spain, of which there are many, will have a problem if they want to. They'll have to get another passport. New passports will have to be reissued.
Yeah, probably they will say, okay, but it's a mess. Politics. Okay, but we are in sunny California, so we don't want to disturb people too much when we want people to love our show. But I know. This is very interesting topic, just very, very politically hot.
It is hot, observing this,
what's happened. It's cool, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you for this input.
Oh, welcome. I want to know
who are our guests. Yes. So I think I know them because they were already my guests, beautiful, separate. But I had the pleasure to talk to Steve and to Anna. But now they're together as a working wonderful musicians and together working on beautiful shows and events. Together they love the same style of music. So they have so much togetherness going on. And now they're together in our show. So I'm just very, very happy for that. Anna, I think you are responsible for the togetherness. So could you describe us a little bit? Maybe your, can I call this past, or maybe your journey to the day that you are here right now and will be playing and listening to your music and talking about your future show. And then how did you meet Steve? Because Steve is a name that a lot of people recognize in America. He is just amazing arranger, amazing conductor, and just had a lot of successes working with many, many wonderful people, which you'll be talking again about this. Anna, tell us, you are from Poland. Could you give us the little fast drive
to today? The quick version?
Yes.
I am from Poland, born and raised till I was about 10 years old. And speaking of walls, we left before the Berlin Wall fell down in 1979. So we pretty much escaped. I ended up growing up in Canada, and I've been in California about 20 years. And I'm actually a licensed attorney. But I gave up the law a number of years ago and worked in business for a while. And then suddenly about 7 years ago, discovered music through my daughter, who didn't want to continue with her own music lessons. So it's kind of a new journey.
Children,
for me,
be careful, because parents can do better sometimes what you don't want to do.
Exactly.
You know, so be careful. Yes.
Well, she's very proud of the fact of how things played out and what she contributed. No, she did not care about singing. So mom started to sing. And, you know, it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. It's taken me in so many unexpected directions, so many wonderful places, meeting wonderful people. And yes, performing here in Los Angeles in a few short weeks. And also we have a show in San Diego with Steve. And how did Steve and I meet? Well, we met a while ago. We are obviously in the same circles of musicians, and everybody knows each other in that world. And it was just inevitable that at some point we would work together. And we work well together, so that's why we do.
Oh, so proud of both of you. Steve.
Yes.
I don't want to say how do you meet Anna. Maybe you have different version, but maybe.
that's basically it. Between all the social media and friends and circumstances and referrals, we wound up meeting and then found out we had so much in common. And she asked me to play for her and write her some arrangements, and so it's been a couple of years now.
So we'll be talking about upcoming shows. Mm-hmm. But you are originally from New York, but really you are LA.
I've been here since the sixth grade.
Show you are really, Californian, 100%. And you are father of two amazing, beautiful girls.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
And one girl is doing something very unusual with music. She chose different style of music than you. She's a DJ.
Well, my younger daughter, Victoria, is a DJ. She spins vinyl. She doesn't do...
Oh, life. She does the real DJ.
A bunch of clientele, certain hotels and private events and different things, so that's what she's been doing.
Wonderful. And you are grandfather?
I am a grandfather. I have three beautiful grandchildren. Thank you.
I have one grandchild. Cannot wait to see her again. So I'm also, I don't know why I'm talking, but I think people want to know that we are humans. So Lucy, you have a son, yes?
Yes, I have a son. He lives in Vegas, and I actually drove to see him last weekend.
Oh,
Vegas,
did you lose
crazy.
Did you lose money?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't even know how to gamble. I seriously don't.
You just put the money in and nothing comes out.
No, you see these people, they're all ladies of a certain age.
Yeah.
And they're sitting at the slot machines.
That was
and
me. Sorry.
They're like robotics. They're robots, and it's up and down, up and down.
It's so
and I don't know what
pleasure.
The thrill is, honestly. It's all smoky.
Oh,
I'm like,
thought that's the wrong hotel because normally it's no more smoking in hotels.
Well,
a good
no,
one.
Really?
In Las Vegas is smoking.
No.
I mean, the ventilation
everywhere.
Is better. I mean, they've
is
done
that
it,
what it is?
And certain places are doing a really good job with the ventilation, but there's still smoke.
It was it was slightly better. We went into the Red Rock. But, because I've never had any of the buffets, so Josh took me into it. So it was okay.
I like picking and choosing, picking. This is like so exciting.
Yeah.
And you are mama of daughter. We mentioned yes, and she's
almost 15.
That's a beautiful age.
Going in high school.
Well, oh, really?
So coming back to music, I think we want to hear your voice. So let's start from the song, and then let's start a little bit from the Steve composition. And which one would you like? Oh my gosh, which one? This one, Mr. Oh my gosh,
Mr. OMG. Sure, why not?
Let's do that.
Walked into my life one night, sat down next to me, told me all these wondrous things, and then he touched my knee, looked into my eyes so deep, I was falling in. Love was hypnotizing me while he let the dance. Himself couldn't move an inch that night. Heart began to pound. I was in a sensual trap, and there was no way out. Told me he's never felt like this. Perfect starry sky. Didn't know a gentle kiss also means goodbye. High and dry again. I'm high and dry again. Mr. Fast and Furious left me curious. Now I'm so alone. Never called or texted me, never told me why. Love had disappointed me, no more feeling high. I lay in bed counting stars, tears began to roll. Heart was pounding with each sigh, I was feeling small. Scott.
Mr. No Good. That's his real name. Hey, what's your name? Yeah? What are you drinking? Ah, the hell with him. They'll be on it. Time to go home. Maybe one more drink.
Apropos Love Vegas, that. Apropos beautiful lounge, great clothes, and little evening.
Yes,
and the man that stole your heart and somehow did you wrong.
It's a true story.
It's
a true story.
Okay,
it's one of my
that's
songs.
Why it sounded so convincing.
Sounds very convincing. Yes, yes. Very beautiful voice, very sultry. You. I love your style. And what a beautiful throwback. You know, mm-hmm. to the 40s, 50s, and yeah. But this music will never die. It's like all these people want to hear. But we need more this type of music. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Steve,
yes.
You know, you are really living and breathing the little jazz, you know, and big band style. Mm-hmm. All what was just so normal many, many, many years ago. Right now, you really need to like look for the events that are
well,
in the style of.
Fortunately, there's still quite a bit of this music around, you know, in the grand scheme of all the different music. It's not the largest, most popular, but it's everywhere. It's on, there's performing arts centers and jazz clubs and there's television movies. It's everywhere.
And people enjoy their coming and sold out, the events are sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So no problem to sell the tickets. Everywhere is problem to sell the tickets. But
each place is a different story, a different day. But
yeah. But do you see younger people coming for the show? Or is it still more like 40 and older?
It depends. I'm grateful I get to work with many different artists. And some of the venues, you know, some of the venues are, you have to be 21 or over to get in anyway.
Mm. And what are you drinking?
And they're or more expensive. And other things are performing arts. And there's all ages. Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah. That's, you know, but this music is very intelligent, smart. A place for the solo of almost every instrumentalist. They can really showcase.
And I love the piano arrangement.
Piano was beautiful, beautiful.
That was before I met Anna. That was a different pianist.
Okay.
Somehow I believe that you are equally wonderful, brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was so, Rich Rettenberg.
Yes. Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah. So I would love to play, Steve, one of your songs. So you mentioned that you would like Straighten Up.
Right. Well, I've been working with Mel Torme's son, Steve March Torme, for a number of years. And he was able to get his father, Mel, who was a very well-known jazz vocalist, to do a duet with him. And usually duets are, you know, love songs, like a man and a woman kind of thing. So it was hard. They had a little... took a little time to figure out exactly what song two men could sing to each other, but they came up with the Nat Cole song Straighten Up and Fly Right, and that's what this is. So I wrote a big band arrangement on that song for the both of them.
It's gorgeous. Let's listen to this one.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
The buzzard told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free.
The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Oh, the buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I might set you free.
The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
No, more like this.
Wow.
Incredible.
Scott's amazing.
Well, probably the two most well-known scat singers were Ella Fitzgerald and Mel Torme.
Amazing.
I want to have a cocktail and watch High Society right now.
Gosh. What a music. Okay, let's listen to America's Got Talent. It's like no music like that anymore.
Incredible.
Some friends of mine were telling me they just saw Lady Gaga in Las Vegas. Yes. And one night of the show, she does all standards. Yes. And they said it was phenomenal.
Yes, she's an amazing singer. Yeah,
and that's the show that's selling out, too.
That's
in
the one
Vegas.
I haven't understood.
Yeah. Every time when I go to...
Tony Bennett is still selling. Right. People are still showing up.
Yeah. Today I was listening to Rod Stewart in one of the stores, and he was doing Evergreens, and it was just beautiful. I'm like, wow, this voice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow, it's the Rod, you know. So, yeah, we need to keep this music alive. And that's why Anna is doing Yes Dance.
Yes.
So, Anna, where is your next show? Because we want to see you live performing.
In Los Angeles, the next show will be in Bel Air at Herb Albert's Vibrato. It's a wonderful, beautiful jazz club at the top of Beverly Glen. The sound is amazing. We're going to have an amazing band in the direction of Mr. Rollins. And
how many people in the band?
We'll have six pieces.
Beautiful. Wow.
And what date is that?
It's on August.
Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sunday the 25th of August.
Of August. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But before that, on August the 1st, for people in Southern California,
we will have a show in San Diego at Martini's above 4th in downtown San Diego.
Wow.
8 o'clock show.
Because you are living in San Diego. No, where are you living again? Why I place
I
everybody? Yes.
Unlimited.
Unlimited, yes. Yeah. I have a P.O. box somewhere.
But you are a lot in San Diego, yes?
I'm back and forth, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, okay. Wonderful. So, how long is your show?
It's about 2 hours.
Wow. It's all you?
It's mostly me. I will have most likely some guest singers always.
Okay. Makes so a little fun. Change your clothes. You need to have time to just.
Got to change the sequence.
Absolutely.
So when did you start singing then?
6-7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So that recent.
Like I say, I know you just picked up your cello because you were playing cello for many years and now you decided, okay.
You picked time it up
for
again.
Yeah. So you are having lessons and you're doing so. Never, ever
never
is
give
too
up.
Late for
never
anything in life.
If you enjoy it and you have a passion for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the success is just really...
The passion was there for me, so I just went with it. I learned as quickly as I could. You know, I treated it as an opportunity and it kind of worked.
Yeah, but you know, like always, everybody's looking at the bright side of everything in life. They'll look at you and say, okay, lawyer, she decided to not do a law anymore. And she decided
well, that
to
was
start
brave.
Singing.
Oh, yeah. Was, it courageous or was it desperation?
No, it was absolutely courageous. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was getting into. I had no idea. I was up against, you know, professional singers with zero experience, zero education in that field. But I just decided to go for it. And yes, I gave up a lot in order to do it. I could have stayed where I was doing what I was doing. But ultimately, that's not what was important to me.
But you weren't being fulfilled.
I was not being fulfilled.
You weren't waking up in the morning thinking, boy, I really want to go to work today.
No.
No.
And there were other complications along the way. You know, I was done with my marriage at the time. So it was just a catalyst.
New beginnings.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't know, I would love to go a little bit to the more serious conversation, which is really wonderful also and very powerful conversation. Recently, you were battling cancer, yes?
Yes, my second time with breast cancer. And I'm proud to say that a year ago this month finished radiation and I am cancer free.
Wow. Yay. Oh, fantastic.
You know, I was one of the fortunate ones because it was caught very early, and I wish everyone the same fortune. That's the key to breast cancer, I'm finding out.
Mammogram?
I had a combination of mammogram, ultrasound, and biopsy because early cancer is not easily detected. Yeah. It was just luck that we found it.
Wow.
It was just luck. So I encourage everyone past 40 to keep getting checked regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it had not been found, you know, 10 years down the line, it would have been a different scenario.
It's just celebration all over. Because, you know, you carry on your dream. You just started and you are so wonderfully accomplished as a singer, songwriter, with beautiful album, with beautiful, wonderful, you know, director,
amazing
musical
director.
Yep. And obviously you are part of her show. So everything is grandioso right now. It's a really, really something.
So are you playing the piano for the show?
I will be playing the piano and I will be the musical director. I'm writing most of the arrangements as well.
All right.
So,
incredible.
So good. So this is a high-class performance, you know, with, like I say, 6-piece band, no tapes, no pre-recording stuff, live.
Oh, live, absolutely. And vibrato is amazing.
Gorgeous places. Right. We are talking San Diego. One more time, if we start... From San Diego, and then we'll move back to
San Diego is called Martinis Above 4th, and it's August the 1st.
August the 1st, and then we have?
Then we have Vibrato in Bel Air on August the 25th.
Okay, and I posted this picture with the date, so if people, for whatever reason, forgot, please go to Facebook, to Accent On, you'll see this gorgeous, you know, picture with the date for the show, because a lot of people probably will... be able to come here then
I would love
to San Diego, but we never know. Okay, so I think time for another song.
Yes, okay. I think so too.
What we can learn about this one, you know, See You in LA
seems kind of appropriate. It's another original, another true story.
Who did you want to see in LA?
Oh, well.
That would be telling. Tell us.
Because,
please.
Oh, my God, the first one we know is a past, but so.
Well, they're both in the past now, and two different people, but both true stories.
Ooh.
Okay. So now we really need to listen to the lyrics. And that's what I love really about the style of music, has a time to develop the story behind. And So see you in LA.
Thank you. train rolls past my open door, calls me with a whistle. I know you're just a trip away, but I'm caught in the hustle. Motherhood and storybooks that don't turn out as planned, but I'll ride that track to infinity, 'cause one day I will land next to you above the fray, below the sign. I'll kiss your face, 'cause I know you and I are worth the wait. See you in LA. Seagull on the pier, he calls neighbors out to play. Wouldn't it be wonderful to land feet first on a wave? I think I died a thousand times, I've got one more to get it right. 'Cause when the ocean sprays my body down, I come back to life. Next to you, above the fray, below the sign, I'll kiss your face, 'cause I know you. One day I will land. Think I died a thousand times, I've got one more to get it right. You see, patience is the heavy load I carry all my life. Here's my heart, you've got my soul, keep them safe, I won't be long, 'cause I know you.
Peaceful ending. We have time to listen to amazing instrumentalists. Will any of people who recorded the album be with you on a stage?
Yes.
Just one. Mm-hmm. The drummer, our good friend John Ferraro, will be with us at the vibrato.
Wonderful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, so you wrote that for somebody who had been in your life before.
He was still in my life when we were writing it with Cindy Alexander. It's a true story. I live right in the coastal area of San Diego, so all those lyrics, you know, the train rolls past my open door, that's really true. The train is literally
the
outside
Metro
my
link.
Door. It's the surf line.
Oh, it's the surf line. Yeah.
So he lived here, I was there, and every time I saw the train go by, I wanted to be on it. That's what the song is all about. But what keeps me in San Diego is I'm a mom, and my daughter goes to school there, so priorities.
Right.
Yep.
So I have a feeling things are better for you in that department now. I have a feeling.
The train has left the station.
Well, good.
But do we know where the train is going?
Yeah, really.
We don't know where the train is going.
We never know, do we?
No, we need more songs. That's all there's to it.
Yes.
Just so you bring both of you this beautiful elegance again to the music. It's like you cannot rush your life when you listen to music like that. It's like you really need to see it. You have some little glass of wine, maybe even good food. I don't know if they will be serving some.
Yes. Oh, wonderful food there. Yes.
So, okay. Mm. So this is like 4 hours outing. So I think.
Sounds lovely.
It's a very special event.
That sounds brilliant.
And they have a new chef now at Vibrato too. So it's like four stars.
Yeah. Do you have to reserve it?
Yes. You do have to call and reserve, or you can
do it
online.
That's best.
Yes.
So one more time, we'll give people two dates so they are sure that they can make it.
The first one is August 1st in San Diego at Martini's Above 4th at 8 p.m. And the second date is at Vibrato in Bel Air, August 25th, 8 p.m.
That sounds so high society. Mm-hmm. So beautifully beautiful. So how many clothes changes of dresses? How many?
That's the really important question.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Still figuring that out.
I'm still figuring it out. It's true. I have the great fortune of being dressed by a couture store in San Diego. So I get my pick. I haven't decided yet, but thank you, Mia Bella Couture.
Whoa,
a little plug for them.
Beautiful.
Because they're so wonderful and generous with me. They dress the Miss Universes of the world, and then they dress me too. So
fantastic.
No, you are not hard to dress because obviously you're gorgeous.
Yes.
Like the Amazon beautiful lady.
Yes.
And
yes.
And you also take care of your body.
I
see
do.
Your pictures. I'm tired to look at your pictures because you're always exercising or running or doing something like for your body, and I want to be you. But somehow I was I don't have the sea around, the ocean around. It's not so easy. But you
it's
do.
It's effort. It's absolutely daily effort. It's dedication. And, you know, it stems from just a dedication to be that way. Mm. I wasn't always, so I had to learn the hard way.
And also a health scare probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Made you
did you change completely diet after cancer scare?
Yeah.
Modified it more towards the Mediterranean diet.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, definitely that's what everybody says, all the doctors.
And cut out sugar. Did
as
you
much
try
as you
and
can.
Do that? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big sugar person at all.
That's good.
But definitely the Mediterranean diet and just staying active and staying positive.
Mm-hmm.
So how early are you waking up to accomplish all of that what we are talking about today?
Yeah.
6:37, take my daughter to school, go work out, and then start the day.
Wonderful. And to yes.
Sorry, now when you start the day, do you sit down and compose together? Do you like hook up on the internet, like Skype or something,
that's
or WhatsApp, or
working
what
out our arrangements
that?
Is just an occasional.
Yeah.
So now that we have the show coming up, some of the arrangements are from the past, and then there's some new ones. So we get together, then I go home and do my work, and then we get together and make revisions.
Okay. We just met today. We had a 2-hour rehearsal just working on new songs.
Yeah.
And so you just do it in increments.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will write the actual show that goes around the music, because there's got to be a flow to the evening. Yes. It's not just songs put together. Right. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a storyline underneath all that. And that's what makes it really fun. Then it becomes a true show.
Yes.
And it's interactive with
the
audience, and you have something to say, and people go home with something.
It's like a dinner club.
Yes.
The old-fashioned dinner clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I watch black and white movies and just wish we could do all that.
What
again.
A world you're living in.
Yes.
Again, relax.
Yes.
I want this
very relaxing.
Relaxing.
Yeah, it's very elevated, very relaxing. There's a lot that goes into it. It looks so seamless on stage, but
it's
weeks and weeks of
so
preparation.
Difficult. Yes.
So now I think we have a beautiful time for the Lagoon.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. This features the guitarist who's going to be with us at Vibrato.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
This is Grant Geisman, featured on acoustic guitar. And it's a song. This goes back a number of years. I'm in the process of re-releasing. This is when smooth jazz was really popular.
And it's coming back.
And
we need to relax.
See if
music.
You can picture yourself at Laguna.
That's what
okay.
Thank you.
good. That guitarist is so good.
Oh, he's wonderful, yes.
Different world.
It is a different world, isn't it?
Maybe it's worth to move back.
Yes.
Maybe Brexit is okay that they want to move back.
Right.
Everything was better many years ago.
But just really quickly, so how do you come up with those arrangements? You write them, right?
Well, this one's my own composition as well. So I composed the song. And
okay.
That's a smaller group.
Yeah. You know,
sometimes I get to write for big bands or symphony orchestras or all different combinations of instruments.
Was there kind of a bossa nova in there?
Pretty much. It's kind
there
of
was, a, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. Well, that's terrific.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So lovely, if we can ask you from all of these different corners of your business, which one you like the most? Being a composer, arranger, pianist, music director, actor, filmmaker.
I'm grateful I get to do both. Variety.
But if somebody would say, you cannot do it all, you need to decide what you want to do for another 10
years.
If
I had to decide, even though I'm very grateful I get to perform live and see people and all that and get to travel in different places, I think I enjoy being in the studio the most.
Recording.
Whether it's
creating,
being the musical director, whether it's my own compositions or somebody else's, being the musical director, arranger. I enjoy that, especially in Los Angeles. I'm so grateful. There's so many great studios, so many great musicians. Yeah. It's really wonderful. I think I enjoy that the most.
So please give us the moment that was like the best fulfilling, you know, in your life in a studio with artists that took your breath away. There was this moment like that you're like, oh my gosh, cannot get any better.
I think partially because I was younger at the time.
Yes.
You know, there's something about the first couple times, the first couple times you hear something or the first couple times you accomplish something. Mm. I had some Kellogg's national spots.
Oh.
And there was a really great studio, Bell Recording, which is still there. They do voiceovers in Hollywood. And I had a good-sized orchestra and a group of singers. And it was like the first time I really got everything done the right way. You know, sound. And... yeah, I must have had like 30 musicians and a bunch of singers nice big Kellogg's national sound with the right engineer in the right studio, and you hear it go, yeah.
I made it.
But, you know, I mean, I'm grateful I've been able to do that since, but it's like the first time you hear
this. I know what you mean. When everything somehow is in the right place and you have your own dream how this is supposed to sound.
I was about 23 or 24 when that happened.
Come on, that's crazy. You were very, very young. Some people wait. Yeah. Long time to have this perfection. Because it's the same on the stage. Mm-hmm. You know, you sing many, many times, but the perfect concert, that everything is just right, feels right. The voice is amazing. People play beautifully. Lights and sound. And it's not always like that. And from time to time, yes, you hit this one and you remember forever. And you're longing so much to go back to it. So I know the two shows that you have planned with Steve, they will be perfect in sound. They will be perfect when it comes to your outfits, which you ladies want to see this woman singing. And you have amazing musicians and environment will be great. Food will be great. So life is beautiful. So people need to take advantage of this type of the shows because they're exquisite. Mm. So one more time, date in L.A. I really want people to enjoy your L.A. show and San Diego if they can make it. Okay, so L.A.
Date in Los Angeles is August the 25th. It's a Sunday, 8 p.m. at Vibrato in Bel Air.
What time?
8 p.m.
Well, doors open. People have dinner
earlier?
Usually.
Yes. You can come in earlier.
Oh, you can.
And the best way will be to call to
call
the place.
Vibrato or book online and come in earlier. Start your dinner earlier so that when the show begins, you can focus on that.
Right.
That's absolutely
so sweet,
and you can get all dressed up.
Absolutely, that's what these places are for. That's what they're known for. And there is a cover charge. I think it's only about $20 a person.
That's really cool. So I don't know, Lucy.
I know it's really appealing.
We never do stuff like that.
No,
never.
Nope.
We hope to see you there.
Okay.
So Lucy, our show is going.
We have to.
So fast. Yes. We had 2 minutes and the show is wrong.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's new outside of working at radio, iHeartRadio.
Yes.
What time you're waking up? Because that's
I have to wake up at 4:30. That's I've whittled it down to 4:30. Like, and I'm out the door. No, because you know there are practical considerations. You have no life in the evening. You have to plan everything, because you know you need that sleep to function on the radio and not to sound like an idiot at 5 in the morning, you know, and to be coherent.
Yes.
And help to wake people up, because that's your function.
Yes.
To be inspirational at 5 a.m.
Wow. You know, kind of watching like, sometimes, you know, TV shows and I'm like, wow, they're from 4 or 5 and then the ladies look beautifully and they're so upbeat.
But
they need
to. But it takes a toll. I mean, you know, at about 11 a.m., morning people all wilt. Absolutely wither and nap.
Do you nap?
Oh yeah.
Do.
I've napped ever since I was like 20 years old, having been in radio odd hours. Yes.
So when you start a job at 5 and you are done with
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
So it's kind of strange hours. You
on
know.
Your days off, are you so conditioned that you do it anyway?
No. No, 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 no. Saturdays and Sundays, no, I sleep in. Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't work like that. No, because your body gets used to that. I mean, you say you get used to it, but I don't know if you ever really do. I am a morning person, too.
Yeah, I like to wake up. Yeah. I have no problem. I wake up very early. And you?
Yeah.
Morning person.
Yeah, you?
Mm-hmm. Not quite as early, but yes, morning.
Are you a morning person?
7:30.
Really?
Yeah. Eight,
I always imagine people who compose.
Yeah, they stay long, but wake up early.
Geniuses are like night owls, and they're composing deep into the night.
If I have to.
Scratching with their quill.
With a deadline. A good night's sleep, some breakfast, and a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
Then I get to work. It's
okay.
Better.
Oh, a cup of coffee. That sounds so, so good. Today, I... okay, we're almost done. But today I found out the coffee really, really, they say, is so good to us. No more than 3. And you can really lose weight by drinking coffee, which that's like, I don't believe it.
Wow.
But they say, yes. So, you know, 3 coffees a day. Yeah. But they say stop after 1 p.m. Because then, I know. How can you have great cake after good dinner and not have great coffee and then listen to a beautiful show? It will be impossible. But that's what they say, that after 1 really is stuff for your body to just get rid of caffeine. So, whatever. Mm. But anyway, for today,
great.
I love you people. Yes. I don't know why. Normally, I'm so hyper. I'm relaxed. This music really, really made me feel good. Mm. So I hope everybody who is watching us and people who will be listening to the show later and download maybe if they want to hear beautiful songs and the great music that you compose, like on, and feel like, again, in heaven. So please, please do so. We are very thankful for today. And thank you so much, Anya and Steve and
thank
Lucy.
You.
I love you all. So till next time, acting on, say bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.